This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He's going to run through the list of the top 10 stories, as he does every week at this time with you, and then the top 10 people list. We'll talk about the big stories and some of the things that are going on in the world of news talk radio. All of that a part of this exciting, action-packed adventure we call the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, Michael, you're ready to thrill us, chill us, and therefore you can take it away.
Here we are with the thrills and spills of the theater of the mind. At number 10, we have the National Basketball Association and the NCAA hoops action. Number 9, the Covington Catholic family sues the Washington Post. At number 8, we have the Amazon-New York City breakup. At number 7, we have Putin threatening the United States and unrest in Venezuela. At number 6, we have the Catholic Church abuse scandals and the big meeting of the Catholic leaders at the Vatican. At number 5, we have the Lara Logan journalism criticism. At number 4, the Jussie Smollett case. At number 3, the 2020 Democratic hopefuls keep entering the race. At number 2, the Trump-Russia investigation looming now on the horizon. It's about to break, so they say. And we have at number 1, the border wall emergency declaration. Among the people that we've been talking about on talk radio, number 10, Nick Sandman, the kid in that lawsuit. At number 9, Jeff Bezos. At number 8, Vladimir Putin. Lara Logan at 7. Bernie Sanders at 6. He's a candidate and he's raising a ton of dough. Jussie Smollett at number 5. At number 4, Robert Mueller and Roger Stone. Number 3, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, Donald Trump. Interesting array of characters and stories, and the beat goes on.
All right, so every week, you, Michael Harrison, do the honors on several great news talk radio stations. You're asked to fill in, do programs. How do you prepare? What do you use, and what do you find many of the hosts use as preparatory information? Where do they get the information? Where do you get the information that you use to discuss on the air?
Well, I get it by the fact that I'm wired constantly just for my job. I mean, I'm a walking, talking issues machine because I'm the publisher of Talkers and editor in chief, and information is constantly coming to me. So I have a staff doing it. And they do the work. I'm always prepared because, yep. As a matter of fact, that's why I began doing fill-in again, is because I've got all this prep. I don't sit there and go, oh my gosh, I'm going to be on the air. What am I going to talk about? At any given moment, I could tell you what's going on, and I'm not boasting. It's my job. It's what I do. So I get a lot of the information from talk radio itself. I have an instinct as to what talk show hosts talk about. I also have an instinct as a programmer as to what listeners want. That being said, I'd say most of the hosts on the air in news talk radio get their input from, believe it or not, newspapers and cable television news outlets. Mm-hmm. They watch Fox News. They are very interested in CNN and MSNBC. They go to aggregate websites such as Matt Drudge, and they look at different articles. They read the Times of Washington, the Post of Washington, the New York Times. They just absorb a lot of information from a lot of different places, and usually wind up talking about the same things. For example, this Jussie Smollett case. Toward the end of the week, that was the number one topic everywhere.
Yep.
It just happens. It's birds of a feather flock together. All the news, no matter where
does
you go,
does it deserve to be? Or is that a question? Is that the right word? Does that attention given to this man, who obviously needs psychological help, the people who are calling for him to be hung by his nose or whatever it is, this guy's not different than Roger Stone, in my view, in that they both need serious psychological help. And so we look at these things and we sort of tear them apart on a not very sophisticated level, very superficial, all this stuff. The Laura Logan thing, I think you can make an argument about that being pretty superficial. And even Putin saying, we're going to bomb you if you threaten us. In Europe, I mean, come on. Who believes any of that stuff? But yet we make something out of it because it's entertaining. It's interesting.
It's entertaining. It really is a spectator sport. It's a spectator sport. Now, I don't want to jinx us and say, you know, that Putin's not going to bomb us or that I don't think he's going to bomb us either. But
any more than
I don't like to diminish the importance of the threats that are around us. On the other hand, I am not a catastrophizer, personally.
Well, but we don't discuss the threats in real term. We don't look at the psychological makeup of somebody like Putin to try to figure out how to work around him or through him. We just fuel the flames by giving him what he wants, and that's attention. The guy is an attention pig, the same as Jesse Smollett is or Roger Stone or any of these other. Maybe you can go through the list of all the people who are on this. Look at the list of 10 people. Is there anybody there, other than maybe Mueller, who's not an attention pig? I don't know, Nick Sandman.
The attention pigs.
Right.
Well, I don't know if Nick Sandman is. I don't want to get sued. He's a lovely young man.
Well, that's why I'm not.
Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos is obviously an attention pig. Vladimir Putin. I don't know what makes him tick. Lara Logan. Don't know much about her. Bernie Sanders definitely loves attention.
Right.
Smollett is definitely off kilter. Mueller, I don't know about. Roger Stone, is he something? His very pictures make my skin crawl.
Oh, the first time I ever saw him, I thought, this guy is troubled. That's what I thought when I looked at him and listened to him. He's troubled. And I think maybe even Alexandria, what's her face? AOC is it now calling her.
There's something. Yeah, AOC. She's like up there with CCR and BS&T.
Yeah. Yeah. Determined to make. I mean, God love her. At this point in her life, she's 27 years old to have all the attention that she does. But I think there's something lacking. I think there's something missing there.
You mean like life experience and knowledge?
Well, that.
She's got a great personality. She's very charismatic, and in theory,
she's annoying as hell. But anyway.
Well, I don't see it that way. I get a kick out of her. In theory, she says things that are right.
Oh yeah.
I mean, let's not diminish goodwill, progressive thinking, liberalism in terms of the idea of these things. But she's not rooted in fiscal
reality.
Right.
Yeah. And she's hurt the Democratic Party more in her cheerleading to get rid of the Amazon deal in New York City. When they come around trying to talk about jobs they've created, people are going to use that and rub their nose in it. Because
did you see the big billboard in Times Square? You know, thanks AOC for losing us 25,000 jobs.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The ratio was 9-1. What it was going to cost them to set this up in tax benefit, they were going to get back 9 times. And yet she, well, anyway, I don't want to make her the issue other than to say she's another one of these gas bags maybe she has a long career left. Can you see her around? Like Nancy Pelosi is 78 years old. Can you see AOC around when she's 78 in the House?
I doubt it, but I don't see most people who are players in their 20s and 30s even 40s being around when they're 70 in today's fast-paced replace the celebrity society. I don't know. I don't know. She can go on to become a great leader. You don't know. I mean, Donald Trump went on to become president, and people were laughing at him. I am a little less cynical.
I'm not laughing at her. She just annoys me. I'm not laughing at any of these people.
Does she annoy you for the aforementioned reasons, or is it?
Yeah, because you said what I'm thinking. She doesn't have any experience, and she doesn't have any knowledge. Other than that, she's swell.
Well, what has she got then? What is
it? Whoopi Goldberg said she has charisma. Whoopi Goldberg told her the first day she opened her mouth on The View to sit down, be quiet, and learn how to do your job. That was the last time she'd probably be on The View with Whoopi.
Yeah, or if she ever becomes president, Whoopi's going to have her taxes audited.
Whoopi is going to be the host of the Olympics. Of the Olympics, good, Doug.
The Olympics, great. Whoopi gets around. Is Whoopi going to be the host of what?
Academy Awards. Academy Awards.
The Oscars?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. See, Mr. Know-It-All didn't even know that. When did that
All right. 18 after the hour. It's time for us to deal with a problem of you're not getting enough sleep. There are a lot of myths around about what it is that it takes to go to sleep, stay asleep. How many people wake up in the middle of the night more than once? How many of you wake up too early? How many of you wake up feeling tired? How many think sleep is a luxury? My job is too much. I have too many things on my mind. How many people rest their brains? I can go on and on and on with all of these questions. The answer to your concern about getting a good night's rest perhaps lies in what you're lying in and around, i.e. your pillows, your mattress, things like sheets, and all of the best are at MyPillow.com. You've heard many people, including yours truly, talk for years and years and years about the MyPillow experience. And then when you hear all the people, you go to their website, MyPillow.com, look at all the testimonials there are there. And there are hundreds of them, if not thousands of them, talking about the ultimate experience with pillows. How excited to get about pillows? Well, maybe not too excited, but how much good rest are you getting? You'll be excited if you wake up every morning like I do, feeling rested and wonderful, and that's what happens when you're sleeping on those MyPillows. Check them out. 50 to 55% off on many of the things that are in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, use the code DJV, and save said amounts. Big savings, fabulous guarantees, and the most comfortable night's rest. I can put them all together. Send you to MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Save lots of money. Buy everything there at a discount using the code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's keep going here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to talk about talk. I'm Doug Steffen. I've always been told to shut up and play the music, or in this case, shut up and play the talk hits.
Shut up and talk.
Yeah. Shut up and talk. May I go back for a second with you to something we were talking about with regard? I asked you a question because I knew you'd give us a pointed answer. And an answer that would help people understand how folks who do this for a living put their thoughts together. And are there, part of the question, or what was sort of embedded in the question was, are there any new ideas? Or are we just, many of us, many of them, many of the people who do this, just repeating the same thing that somebody else said that they heard or that they read? And then we look at the product aggregators. You use the term aggregate. Drudge. I think you can say that for the Huffington Post, for many others. And it gets back around to, where is the first thought? Is there anything that's new here? You know, you've heard that there are no original thoughts. Somebody's already thought this before you thought about it. And then, you know, we get into the age demographic of people who listen to news talk radio or some of the very popular hosts. And would we be able to change that? Do we need to change that by having somebody who's more of an original thinker? And people like Ben Shapiro that are new to the scene. Many people are listening to him now. I think he's on the afternoon on one of the networks on some of the big talk stations. Does he have anything new? Or people like that, are they just doing what, you know, what Rush says, only they sound younger saying it?
There's a little bit of both going on. I do think that News Talk Radio missed the boat not capitalizing on the enormous number of people who are unhappy with Donald Trump and taking advantage of what MSNBC and CNN have done and built large audiences targeted to the resistance. I don't think Talk Radio was able to do that. However, Talk Radio has galvanized the people that love Trump. and built that audience larger. So I think that there are more formats out there in terms of the news talk spectrum, since we're in an age when audiences are targeted for their already, you know, their preconceived feelings. It's more of an affirmation and a confirmation medium than it is expository. That being said, the news is what's changing every day. And with the changing of the news comes a changing of the views and the stories and the people. I mean, just the fact that you and I were talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's number 3, and you're speculating on whether she'll be around when she's in her 70s. We never heard of this person a year ago, 2 years ago.
We didn't hear of Barack Obama until he decided to run for president. I mean, he ran in Indiana, Illinois. But
And as the 21st century has unfolded, names like Jeff Bezos. We used to have names, you know, like Bill Gates.
The old baseball players, Whitey Ford.
Right. And before that, you had the Rockefellers. I mean, the wheel is turning. It really is turning. Nancy Pelosi is now Speaker of the House. Whoever thought that would happen again? Bernie Sanders is actually the financial front runner now. Things do change, Doug. They change. Actually, they change rather rapidly. But I don't know. Sometimes I think you're a little cynical.
No. Me?
Moi?
Moi? How long have you known me? Was I always cynical? Do you think 25 years ago I was cynical?
Yes. You're basic. Yeah, I think that you're, why are these people doing this? Who the hell is that one?
Where's Andy Rooney when we need him?
This one annoys me.
8 past the hour.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Laptop of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i7 processor is just $599.
You save $230 on this super slim, stylish PC powerhouse.
Get all the tech tools your business needs to stay a step ahead at Staples,
where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/23/19 while supplies last.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour, so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Actor Jussie Smollett is apologizing to the Empire cast and crew, but reports are he's also still proclaiming his innocence amid allegations that he staged an attack that he reported to police claiming it was a hate crime against him. He's now facing a felony disorderly conduct charge over the allegations he paid two brothers to stage the attack because he was dissatisfied with his salary on that Fox show. And again, he still denies the charges. Democrats in the House will introduce a bill today to try to block the president's emergency declaration at the Southern southern border, Trump declaring it last week to get money for a border wall after Congress wouldn't grant it. Democrats call the emergency declaration an overreach of presidential power. They're expected to introduce a bill today to terminate it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Hour Now is Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. Every week you can find the stories and the people that are deemed to be the most important listed at Talkers Magazine, where you can find also at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael and I are sort of in the middle of a conversation about the heart and soul of News Talk Radio and what programmers want. Do the programmers want what the people want? Maybe the question, Michael.
Well, when you say the people, I assume you mean the audience.
Listeners.
Yeah, yes. the listeners. Because I use this term a lot, targeted audiences.
Yeah.
And this is a change that's happened in the media in general. When you and I were kids, and when a lot of the people listening to this were kids or teenagers growing up, you know, we're all immigrants from the 20th century. News programs and even entertainment programs were geared toward what was called a general audience, and then you attracted those that would like it. As opposed to today, there's so much research that they study what groups there are out there, what thought processes are out there, what people want. And in many ways, people want affirmation and confirmation of their already held positions. And then they just feed them that. So programmers are obsessed with playing to the choir, preaching to the choir. And they call them P1s. That's the mm-hmm. core audience. You know, if the core audience doesn't like the attitude and the philosophy, then there's a problem. And that's the primary concern. Then after that, it's talent. After that, it's charisma. After that, it's speed of breaking news and original angles and all that. But there is this overriding concern to serve up what the audience wants. You're not going to hear Rachel Maddow on MSNBC suddenly say, you know something, Trump is making a lot of sense. I have to rethink my position.
Right.
You're not going to hear Rush Limbaugh say, you know, this gal, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, does make some very good points. You're not going to hear that kind of talk.
Okay, so could we correlate that with we're not going to likely hear 50 cents on a country station, or we're not going to hear
50 cents,
excuse me. Well, yeah. One, 51, it's 1 cent.
Go on. I just.
I'm so cool. Right. Yeah. I'm really impressing everybody. You know what I'm saying? The music stations have a format, and they have the hits, and so that's basically... But we only have one kind of talk radio hit station, it would seem, as sort of...
Well, we have what's news talk radio on the commercial dial is predominantly conservative. It wasn't always that way. As a matter of fact, years ago, it was predominantly liberal. There's nothing inherent about it that it has to be conservative, but, you know, there was once a time when every TV show on television was a Western, because Westerns were popular, or
those
so,
are the good old days.
Or Hollywood thought that Westerns were popular. It becomes a self-perpetuating process. It's
sure
fascinating. So right now, at this time, commercial news talk radio is overwhelmingly conservative. There are a handful of progressive hosts surviving in the big time commercial radio world of news talk.
I can
that
really
being
think
said,
Stephanie Miller and Tom
Hartman. There are some here and there, and then there are some closet ones who masquerade as moderates. And there are a lot of phony conservatives who don't really believe it but are doing it to keep their jobs. There are a lot of people who are super Trump supporters who I remember during the campaign would privately tell me they're terrified of this fascist, and now they love him.
Right.
So all this goes on behind the scenes, but the public radio sector, NPR, PRI, and all that, that's a large audience of radio, and they tend to be, I wouldn't say liberal, but relative to news talk radio, they are quite on the liberal end of the spectrum, mostly centrist to progressive. So it's not like that's chopped liver. That's real radio. I think public radio could learn a lot from news talk radio, and I think that news talk radio certainly could learn a lot from public radio.
I'll take Boston as an example. There are four talk radio stations here. Three of them make a dent, and one of them doesn't, and one of them happens to belong to the biggest radio company in the world, and they put all their own product on the station, but they don't draw flies in terms of the news talk station that used to be the biggest. It's overwhelmed by the two FM liberal talk stations that are PBS, the local public radio station, and a national public radio station. Which brings me around to asking you, and I think this has happened to me, when people say to me when I talk about the radio program I do, well, is it AM or FM? And they just show that they don't know anything about radio, and so I explain it's on both. But do you think the number of AM stations that are successful are mostly conservative, and the FM talk stations that are successful are mostly liberal? Is that yes or no?
If in fact you're counting public radio as in this, well then yes, because most public radio is on FM and most conservative commercial talk radio is on AM. So from that perspective, yes. However, conceptually in 2019, there really is no difference in terms of the inherent band and the people that are on it, that you could only have conservative on AM and you can only have liberal on FM. Conservative works on FM as well. People that are conservative news talk radio listeners will go to the AM dial specifically to hear Rush Limbaugh or to hear their favorite conservative host, but they would certainly go to the FM dial as well. There are more people and more, there's more understanding of the FM dial these days than the AM dial. If it weren't for news talk radio and sports talk radio, the AM dial would have died 20 years ago.
Dead in Kelsey's.
Right. So talk radio has saved the AM dial to this point. Mm-hmm. Now the changes out there are so overwhelming, we're no longer talking about, well, music sounds better on FM and talk sounds better on AM. That's an issue that is about 20 years old.
Yeah, I remember when we used to have, when talk was just getting started, there were music stations that tried talk at night. WBZ in Boston was a good example. Back in the 60s, they started doing a talk
show. That's how Larry King started.
Larry King started doing that down in Miami. I'm trying to remember the guy's name that started it. It was 1960, mid-60s maybe. And they had a talk show on BZ. It did very well. And the other stations around the country followed suit. They did some sports talk, but there was music in the daytime and then sports talk and then a real serious. And that was, it was a nice combination of things, and people tended to listen and stay with the station.
That was the day when radio dominated. You've got cable news talk television. You've got all these special channels. It's a different media environment. You've got online broadcasting. You've got Sirius XM satellite radio. A radio station today has a very difficult job if it wants to be the main place, all things to all people. We've got our sports show at 6 p.m. We have our morning show. We have our housewife show. Remember the housewife time? They actually called it housewife time.
Housewife time, yeah.
Housewives were listening to the guy. Hey, ladies, how are you? Here's Jerry Vale.
Right. That was Jim Runyon. You remember him?
No.
I love him. That was some great jocks that did that time of the day. Well, it's an issue of, is it news or is it talk? There's only one station I can think of that blends that, and that's New Jersey 101. That's the only station I can think of that does.
And that's also because it's an FM station. It covers the entire state of New Jersey. New Jersey is a very peculiar geographic situation. It doesn't have a major city of its own, but it has two of the biggest cities in the country, but they're not its own. There's New York and Philly. That station gets into each of them. It comes out of Trenton. Jersey has all kinds of neuroses about itself in terms of inferiority complex. It's a funny thing, New Jersey, and that station just fits it like a glove.
Yep. Interesting conversation. Michael Harrison, we get to the MH interview this week in a matter of moments. Check everything out. Whatever's going on in the world of talk radio, talk television, you can find it at talkers.com. Let me talk to you a bit about your health, may I? There's no question that all of our bodies need omega-3s. But the question does come up as to how to get it into your body. Is it fish oil that's better or krill oil? Some people say krill oil. I don't even know what krill oil is. Well, krill oil is a thicker, sort of maybe juicier fish oil, if I can put it that way. Nutritionists have been debating this for a long time. There is a new solution to satisfy everybody, whether you want fish oil or krill oil. How about we put them both together in the Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10 from Purity Products? I take it, and it really does the trick. because it combines ultra-pure fish oil, which is good for your heart, and krill oil, which is great for your joints. One small little pill. It's not like a horse pill. It's half the size of the usual pills that you take that have just one element of fishiness to them. So let's promote your cardiovascular health. Let's take care of your joints. Let's take care of your body. Let's take care of you. Purity is so sure, Krill Omega 50 will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle. You get it? By calling 800-355-1493. Free. You pay shipping and handling. To claim your free bottle, call 800-355-1493. You call now and you try it free. Pay $4.95 for shipping. Put it to the test in your life. 800-355-1493.
Ballard County School District in Kentucky is better preparing its students to pursue various career pathways thanks to a $25,000 America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Grant. The school upgraded the technology throughout its classrooms to enhance its health science curriculum. The Grow Rural Education Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, allows farmers to help make a lasting impact on their public school districts. Farmers can nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 grants aimed at improving science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. In 2019, Grow Rural Education will award more than $2.3 million to schools. Now through April 1st, farmers can make nominations by visiting www.americasfarmers.com. That's americasfarmers.com.
One of the most exciting things about this time of year, maybe it's from the beginning of the year, is the power of making a healthy choice to lose weight. The collagen is what your body really needs, the protein that you need, and that's why Calitrin is so helpful.
Yes, sir. You know, this is a great time to really commit to yourself, and right now we have a huge special. It's perfect if you have over 20 pounds to lose, or maybe you want to split it with a friend, but when you buy a proven 90-day supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, when you buy a proven 90-day supply, you're going to get a 90-day supply absolutely free.
So give your body what it needs. Collagen, stop producing it when you're in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, so you need to supplement. So Calitrin, lose the weight, keep it off. Go to toploss.com, buy the 90-day supply, and then you get another 90 days free. Use the DJV code for the special deal at toploss.com. All right, so I want every week to give Michael a platform to talk about his platform. The MH Interview, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison interviews a pretty interesting talk radio personality who has an interesting background. You want to give us a little clue?
Larry O'Connor, who hosts a live show every day on KABC Los Angeles out of Washington, D.C., and as soon as that two-hour show is done, he does another show live at WMAL in Washington, D.C., so it is five straight hours, two on the West and three on the East Coast on News Talk Radio. He's a moderate, independent conservative. And he's a rising star in talk radio. He's not a kid. He's a middle-aged guy, very cool guy, nice guy, likable guy, who spent his early days as the general manager of the Schubert Theater in the Legitimate Theater in L.A. and then wound up sliding into talk radio by accident.
He's smooth. I would describe
very
him
smooth.
As being smooth. He reminds me, remember when I used to do, and this is not about anything other than just telling a story. When I did, I was on KABC for 3.5 years, and I did that show, and then I was the guy, the voice. When everybody was gone, I was the fill-in guy, and then I did the 5 hours of this program, or the forerunner of this, of my Monday through Friday program, in the same studio. It was a lot of fun. That radio station has a great heritage, and hopefully Larry will add to that. So the conversation with Larry O'Connor is at the mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's move into a zone that isn't crazy. This is not craziness. This is the real deal. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor of law, expert on scams and identity theft. I got hacked this week. This is a quick lesson in how this works. I have a brand new credit card that I used, came from Barclays Bank, and it's one of those American airlines, you get a lot of credit for using the card mileage and all that stuff. So I'm not like a lot of people, but this is a lesson I hope, Steve, that people hear. Go through your monthly statement. See what the charges are. I saw a charge on my last month's bill that was attributed to something called Ekthal. And it was $250. Something at Ekthal. I don't know what the hell Ekthal is. So I went online to see what Ekthal was. Well, it seems that 70% of the people who are familiar with Ekthal have been scammed by them. Somehow they get your number, and they'll charge you a small enough amount so that you know, a lot of people look through the thing quickly. Oh, yeah, $250 for this, $100 for that. They don't pay attention to it. But the $250 that they snapped up for me was completely fraudulent. They have no business. They're listed as a Nevada corporation. Two guys run it, and they are both scum scammers. So but they canceled the card. When I called up and said, this isn't on my, I didn't do this. And they said, okay, we'll take it off, but you got to have a new card. So just for your purposes, because you're the expert nationally in this, It has happened. I've had three or four cards that have been compromised and have been replaced, but you got to wonder if how much I don't even know how to describe it. It's frustrating. It's scary, kind of, and yet these people get away with it. If you don't check your account, man, you're going to get screwed.
Yeah, and sometimes what they'll even do is they'll have small amounts that you hardly even if you don't recognize it, it's a little thing, and they put it on as a monthly charge. Yeah. You know, unfortunately, particularly, they've compromised the number, and so there really isn't any alternative other than to issue you a new card. I hope you file a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission, because if these people haven't gotten into some serious problems yet, they should, and the FTC will investigate these matters.
Maybe I should have a good lawyer who specializes in this file. Maybe they'll get more attention if I have a special lawyer file that complaint at the Federal Trade Commission. Who knows?
Email me the particulars and I'll do so.
Oh, good. What a great idea. Thank you.
Where did we come up with that?
I know it. Okay. Couple of legal things here. This Covington Catholic family suing the Washington Post, number 9 on their story list this week from Talkers Magazine. They going to get anywhere with this?
No. And, you know, it's interesting. It's worth discussing how the story was reported, and the fact that, you know, there may have been some initial bias in some of the initial reporting, and actually even showing how videos can be somehow not as definitive as we would hope. But if you read the complaint, the complaint is very much a political statement, and it's looking to make this into more of a story than it is. You know, the kid is not going to be able to sue for defamation. The amount that, the amount they're asking for, the $250 million, shows that they're not being serious about this. He's what's called a limited public figure. He isn't a politician or a public figure generally, but for these purposes of this one story, he is, so they'd have to prove malice on the part of the Washington Post. So it's not going to go anywhere, but, you know, it's another good example of how news stories can be misreported, and, you know, this is something we're seeing with the Jussie Smollett case.
I was going to ask you about the Jussie Smollett thing. What do you think that legal ramifications of that are?
Yeah, if indeed we're getting an accurate story now that he set this thing up, that's a serious crime. And he's facing some serious repercussions. He's also done some harm to people in the civil rights movement or people that have been abused for reasons of color.
Legitimate reasons, right.
They should throw the book at him.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got he's the kind of, he and Roger, what's his face? Roger Stone. I think they have issues, mental issues, if you will. All right, there's some expertise from our pal Stephen J. Wiseman. Don't forget the Scamicide.com website, which is dedicated to informing you about the dangers of scams. Scamicide.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.